Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Live from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Eric Bilstead, Vince Petrano with you from UWM Panther Arena, the broadcast center dubbed Media Row. Joining us live here this morning from the House of Representatives, Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District, Congressman Brian Steil. Nice to see you again, sir.
Hey, good to see you guys.
Great for having you come by. So I want to start with this. You represent maybe one of the more purple districts in our state. You are my congressman. I'm Southern Milwaukee County. You've got Kenosha, Racine, Walworth, Rock County in there. This is a county that, or this is a district that sent you back to Congress. However, certain parts of the district actually went for Biden in 2020. Are people wondering what the formula is? This could be a district where, as goes 1st Congressional in Wisconsin, could go Wisconsin.
Yeah, southeast Wisconsin, that corner is the swing area of the state. It's blue dots, it's red dots, and it's about two things. One, it's about persuasion. It's about talking to people about the issues that are in front of us and the policies that we need to put in place to move our country forward. We got to talk about inflation, how everything's more expensive than it was before, what we can do to address reckless spending, how do we bring inflation down, how do we secure the U.S.-Mexico border, right? We had policies in place that had it secure. You come into the Biden administration, he unwinds a lot of that. We've had real significant challenges with fentanyl, with drug trafficking. And we also had migrant communities move into the state, which has been a real challenge to a lot of our first responders in school districts. The second piece of this is going to be a turnout game. We got to make sure that every person gets out and votes this November, in particular, obviously, those in support of the conservative cause for me. But it's about showing up. And showing up is so absolutely essential. You go to the 4th of July, I did 5 4th of July parades, covered 20 miles on my feet. President Trump was in Racine, Wisconsin, now about 3 weeks ago. He's in, obviously, in Milwaukee this week. Coming to the state of Wisconsin, talking directly to voters, I think that's what gets it across the line at the end of the day.
Were you surprised by the J.D. Vance pick?
I was somewhat surprised in the sense that, you know, there was a great list of men and women who I thought could do the job. J.D. Vance, though, is a good pick. And, you know, he comes from the state of Ohio, and in many ways Ohio has faced some of the same challenges that Wisconsin's faced. A state, both states, a great history of manufacturing, saw the same challenges where jobs were leaving our states, and far too often business leaders were moving those jobs overseas. We have a huge opportunity, in particular as we've come out of the pandemic, recognizing how essential it is that our supply chain is here in the United States, that we're not dependent on communist China. Now is the moment in time to make sure we're doing everything we can to bring those jobs back into the United States and really take advantage of high-tech manufacturing. J.D. Vance is a guy from Ohio, understands that, and I think it'll play well in Wisconsin.
Talking with the Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District, Congressman Paul Ryan, live from the Republican National... Geez,
Paul
I'm
Ryan.
Sorry, sir. Brian Steil. On that issue, well, let me bring this up since I mentioned his name. You know better than anyone some of the pressures that then-Speaker Ryan was under in the Trump administration. This is a difficult president from where I sit for Congress to do business with, even members of the same party. He can kill legislation with a post on social media. How will you, if President Trump is reelected here or elected once again, how will you do business with this president?
President Trump is tough, but I think that's a good thing. And so when we're in particular negotiating with foreign countries, we're just talking about trade agreements, we need a president of the United States that goes in there and plays hardball on behalf of American workers. That is President Trump's overall nature. I mean, he grew up in New York City, right? He was in a totally different rough and tumble kind of negotiating world. We need that type of a negotiating stance on behalf of American workers. And so I actually like that part of President Trump, that he's going to put up with no nonsense. He's willing to run over the top of special interests on behalf of workers, on behalf of families. I think at the end of the day, that's good for America.
All right, so which parties have you been to and which parties are you going to? Like, please, let us live vicariously through your crazy RNC times.
Prepare to be incredibly bored. I was at the Pfizer Forum last night. I wrapped up my day. I joined WISN-TV. I got out of the Pfizer Forum in the pouring rain about 11:30, made it home. Finally got to bed about 1, and I was up at about 4:45 a.m. I joined a couple TV stations, made it over to you guys. And so if you're trying to live vicariously through me I do not suggest doing that.
Well, as long as we're on topics that are tough to, or not quite as exciting or sexy, I did want to make sure I asked you about this, because one of the planks in the platform, we're talking with Congressman Brian Stile of Wisconsin's 1st Congressional, one of the planks in the party platform is Social Security. Leave it alone, do not change the retirement age, and do not cut benefits. You know those numbers and that math in the House perhaps as well as anyone. That sounds like we've seen this movie before. It's a campaign promise that's made on the trail. It's never delivered on. The math doesn't work out to do that unless there's some plan we don't know.
Now, so this is about making sure that we're protecting Social Security for seniors, in particular seniors in retirement and those approaching retirement age. What we need to do is when we look at it, is how do you grow the overall pie? The pie is a big piece of this puzzle. If we have economic growth, that is a huge piece of this. The other piece is we look at the massive reckless spending that we've seen, in particular in the first 2 years of the Biden administration, over $7 trillion in spending. When we think about the overall spending puzzle, we need to be really concerned about the new government program spending, because what we need to be focused in on is protecting our core programs, in particular not only Social Security, but also Medicare and our veterans benefits.
But President Trump was a deficit spender as well.
The pox on everybody's house in Washington, D.C., from my view, on the overall spending that's come out. Some of the spending we saw there was coming into COVID. I think there was an overreaction by our federal government and by governments across the board as it relates to how we responded to COVID. That said, a lot of that spending is directly resulting from the COVID-era spending, where we wanted to make sure that people were not in a position where they would lose their home or unable to pay a grocery bill. Coming out of that is where we need to get ourselves back in line and back on track.
Congressman Brian Stile from Wisconsin's 1st Congressional. Great to see you, sir. Appreciate you stopping by.
Great to see you.
And tell Congressman Ryan hello for us.